Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
From D3Football.com, Pat Coleman joins us. And Pat, we just kind of ran down the regional scoreboard. Big picture in D3, any surprises today?
No, I think, you know, these early round games, you're going to see with just 8 teams in the first round and all the byes, you know, some of those you're going to have, like, generally, I hope, in future years too, 4 really competitive games and then maybe 4 games where teams are super overmatched. So, you know, Austin did a great job of talking about that Bethel Co. game, and there was a game between Barry and Maryville down in Georgia that was a great game, and a game in Pennsylvania that was great as Kings beat Ursinus, and a great game in Texas as Mary Hardin Baylor beat Trinity, and a great game out west as Whitworth held off Pomona Pitzer. But, you know, it'll be interesting next week, Steve. I think what everybody is really interested in knowing is, what's it look like for these top seeds that have had the extra bye? So we haven't had bye weeks in the Division III football playoffs since the 2004 season. And sometimes those top seeds have come out a little bit flat. And, you know, against a top team, if I'm looking at, you know, if I'm just looking at the bracket, obviously St. John's has to be very wary of UW-La Crosse. Oh. They know this. Yeah, they don't need me to tell them that, right? Hardin-Simmons, after a week off, then facing an arch rival, Mary Hardin Baylor. Similarly, Mount Union will be facing John Carroll after a week off. It'll just be very interesting to see how those teams that are not kind of on even footing come back out. Do they come out rusty or do they come out rested?
Yeah, and I look not as familiar with the teams out east or down south, but, you know, that's really a tough draw for St. John's to get a quality club like UW-La Crosse, who hit a bump in the road earlier in the season. I think going in, they may have been the favorite in the WIAC going into this season.
Yeah, they absolutely were. You know, La Crosse lost a great quarterback who graduated last year, Kaiser Helterbrand. We talked about him on your show a lot. An amazing quarterback. You know, and they've kind of gone through some bumps, but, you know, they rattled off 3 really close wins to teams in the WIAC over the course of the last few weeks of the regular season after losing 2 in a row. They started the season 2-3, and then they beat Stout in a close game. They beat River Falls. These are games that obviously they needed to win, but also, you know, might give them some confidence. You know, and then obviously you get a tune-up and St. John's gets rested, hopefully, and maybe gets some guys healthy. Those are the things that, as a coach, you're really hoping for this time of year, is that week off gets you some guys who are banged up, you know, to get better.
Yeah, 2 really good matchups here in Minnesota next week, D3 playoffs, Lake Forest at Bethel, and then, of course, UW-La Crosse at St. John's. Pat, always great. Hopefully we can do it again in 1 week.
Sounds good. I'll be around, Steve. Thank you.